Here at Studio 360, we love hearing about cultural works that changed your life, maybe pushed you to take your career in a different direction. For years, when she was young, Abigail Washburn was single-minded about meeting her goals. She wanted to go to college and then law school and become a lawyer. She even knew where she wanted to practice.
The focus of my studies throughout college, then those years after college, was to prepare to go study law in Beijing. When I graduated from college, the Colorado College in 1999, I moved to Vermont and I became a lobbyist. So in between these state legislature sessions, I would be either in Beijing acting as an intern at a consulting firm or going to school at the Middlebury College for Chinese.
But one night in Vermont, she went to a party at a friend's house.
I think it might have been Beau, my boyfriend at the time, put on a record. I heard it out of the corner of my ear. And it was this beautiful, old-sounding voice and this incredibly rhythmic, vibrant, but rich and deep-sounding instrument. And it ended up that it was Doc Watson playing Shady Grove, and he was playing the banjo and singing.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl.
And I heard this voice and I was drawn to it. I sat next to the record player. I played it over and over and over again. And I remember thinking, it sounds ancient. And yet, he's sitting right here in this room with me. I was struck by it as something that sounded uniquely American. And I had this revelation. It truly was a revelation where I thought to myself, now I just don't know enough about America. I love this place, China. I'm obsessed, even obsessed with this place, China, but I don't know enough about my own country's roots and culture.
Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
I went out and I bought a banjo after that, and I sat there and the first tune I learned was Shady Grove. I started learning about old-time music, and I literally thought it was just going to be that. It would be something I'd take along with me to China to remind me of home. So once I had taken the exams and I realized I was going to Beijing University for a master's in law, I decided that I wanted to go on a big road trip in America because I figured I'd be spending the rest of my life in some kind of cubicle and a working situation. So that's what I did. I stopped at the Augusta Heritage Center in West Virginia. They had incredible old fiddlers and people immersed in the tradition in West Virginia there teaching music. So I learned some banjo tunes and some songs there. And then I went to the IBMA, which is this International Bluegrass Music Association convention out of Louisville, Kentucky. There weren't many young women there, so I ran into a bunch of these young women in the hallway one night, and we saw each other and we said, we gotta hang out. So we were like, okay, fifth floor, 11 p.m. And this was the last stop on my Farewell to the States tour. And a guy from a record label walked by and said, you guys should come down the hall and play for the president. And what do you know? The next week I was in Nashville cutting demos for a record label. And I called my friends in Beijing and I said, hey guys, I'm not coming back. And they said, why? What's up? And I said, well, I got offered a record deal. And they said, you play music?
I got a mom.
For some reason, Doc Watson's voice and the banjo led me to discover my own voice as a human, as an artist. It's like his sound took hold in my heart, and I carried it with me, and I could feel his voice coming through me, and I had a reason to sing suddenly. I'm really glad I'm not a lawyer living in Beijing, working at a cubicle every day.
Mama's at ease in social life. Races. Papa remembers the names with the faces. I can speak on the topic of religion. Just can't seem to make a clear decision. I gotta run, 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 run. Run to the city of refuge. I gotta run, I gotta run.
That's the musician Abigail Washburn. She was talking about Doc Watson, who died 2 years ago at age 89. Right now, Washburn is in the middle of recording an all-banjo album of songs about China with her husband, Bella Fleck. Michael Rayfield produced our story. Has a record or book or movie or building or some other work of art changed your life? Tell us about it at studio360.org.
Super. Pray on my knees, the clouds keep rolling.